relation to progress with regard to the A5 dual carriageway from Derry to Auchnacloy, and also, Minister, to clarify the funding commitment from the Irish Government, how much has been spent so far, and exactly, and in particular, what the funding commitment is going forward. Because, as you well know, Minister, going back to 2006, as part of the St Andrews Agreement, the Irish Government agreed to actually co-fund to a significant extent this project along with the British Exchequer, and it's essential that we actually stay as a partner in that regard and ensure that that road is built as quickly as possible, because it's absolutely essential to opening up the North West and Donegal in particular infrastructurally, and it's very important for our economy and our population.
Thank you, Deputy Minister.
I'd like to thank Deputy McConnell-Luke for this question. I know it's something which is particularly interested because he addressed it many times, and I'll try and keep him up to date with what is a kind of moving target but not moving fast enough. The planning and implementation of the A5 upgrade project is the responsibility of the Northern Ireland authorities. As is the case for all such capital projects, the A5 upgrade scheme is subject to the planning assessment and approval process in Northern Ireland, and since 2012 there have been a number of legal challenges to approvals related to the scheme. This has led to unavoidable delays to the implementation of the proposed scheme. Most recently, a challenge to a decision in November 2017 by the Northern Ireland Department for Infrastructure to proceed with the A5 scheme resulted in the decision to proceed being quashed by the High Court at the request of the Department in November 2018. Following the conclusion of that legal action, the Department for Infrastructure updated project environmental assessments and undertook a public consultation on a number of environmental reports, including an environmental statement, addendum 2019. The Department announced in August this year that over 260 responses to the consultation had been received, and that following on from consideration of the number and nature of the issues raised by the Department, had concluded that a further public inquiry is required. Earlier this month, the Department for Infrastructure also announced that the Planning Appeals Commission has been appointed to hold an inquiry into the A5 Environmental Statement, Addendum 2019, and related environmental issues, along with the four updated draft reports to inform an appropriate assessment under the Habitats Regulations prepared by the Department. It's understood that the inquiry will be held in February 2020. The current funding arrangements in relation to A5 are governed by the Stormont House Agreement and Implementation Plan, A Fresh Start. Under this agreement, the Government is committed to provide funding of £75 million towards the cost of Phase 1A of the A5 upgrade scheme once the statutory planning process in Northern Ireland is concluded, allowing for the time required for the conclusion of the public inquiry and for a new decision to be taken on whether to proceed with the scheme, together with the possibility of further legal challenge. The time frame for the start of construction of Phase 1A of the A5 project is uncertain. In addition, it is envisaged that, as was the case for previous contributions, payments from the South will be based on an agreed protocol linked to the achievement of construction stage milestones. This means that there would be a time lag between the construction start of the scheme and an initial payment by the South.
Thank you, Minister.
I'll read the final paragraph.
It will be included in the official report. Deputy McConnell.
Thank you, Minister. I would remind the Dáil here that whenever this funding and this project was initially announced as part of the St Andrews Agreement in 2006, it included a £400 million commitment from the Irish Government towards the overall cost of the project. That was towards the cost of the A5 and also towards cost of the A8 from Larne to Belfast. Whenever that was announced, Minister, it was said, and the plan was, that the A5 dual carriageway from Derry to Auchnacloy would be finished and completed by 2015. Unfortunately, and a lot of water is under the bridge, we are now here in 2019 and the project still has not got going. That has been plagued by planning and by legal challenges, and that has delayed it. It has also been delayed by the fact that there wasn't a Stormont government in place, and that delayed it for a period as well, and a legal workaround had to be found to get around that, and that took time. Now we're in a situation where Phase 1, if there isn't any further delays to legal challenges, could start in 2020. But what I want to ask you clearly here today, Minister, is in relation to the Irish Government's commitment to the whole project. Because whenever the Irish Government withdrew its commitment to the £400 million in 2011, that resulted in the Derry to Auchnacloy project being broken into three phases. And as you have outlined here today, Phase 1 is the only part at the moment, which is the part from new buildings to Strabane, the only part which the Irish Government have given a clear funding commitment to. Phase 2 and Phase 3 aren't progressing at the moment significantly because of the no funding plan we put in place. Can I ask you today, Minister, to elaborate in relation to the Irish Government's plans in relation to funding Phase 2 and Phase 3 so that they can actually progress without any unnecessary delays?
Minister, 1 minute.
Yeah, I think that I'll answer the Deputy in this way by saying that you're correct about the original government commitment was to, I think it was 400 million sterling. This original funding commitment was intended to cover a road infrastructure package, including the A5 and A8, to support the restoration of the executive, but for administrative reasons, it was decided that the funding would be paid out on the A5. The funding to which we are committed now is 25 million, three lots of 25 million per annum towards the project. Originally, I think it was 2015, 16, 17. Now it's in the three first years of its being constructed. And let me make it absolutely plain that the government's commitment to this project is without doubt, is complete and total. That the delays that have been made, inflicted upon us, are not of our making. They may be legitimate, they may not, but they're very frustrating for us. But we have committed those funds, and we will pay up those funds as committed. And that there is absolutely no pullback on that whatsoever. The fact that there are delays means that we haven't paid any funds over, that we haven't paid those funds over, but we will pay them when the construction...
Final supplementary from Deputy McConlogue.
Well, just to be clear, Minister, there has been a very significant pullback from the government in relation to the overall funding commitment which was given in 2006. As you've outlined in your own response, the only funding commitment that's in place at the moment is towards Phase 1, which is from new buildings to Strabane, and that's a total of £75 million in three lots of £25 million. The reason the project was broken up from one continuous project to cover the full 58 miles from Derry to Auchnacloy into three separate projects was because of funding restrictions, and particularly because the Irish government pulled back on its commitment in 2011. Therefore, the only Phase 1 is progressing at the moment and will progress in the middle of next year if there is no further delays, and you have committed funding to that. We've heard nothing from the government nor from you today in relation to what your funding commitment is for Phase 2, which is from Strabane to Omagh, or Phase 3, which is from Omagh to Auchnacloy. We need to see an agreement between the government here and the government in Northern Ireland with regard to how that is going to be funded and how much we're going to give towards it, so that actually can move on. I would say to you, Minister, that those discussions need to happen now. We need to see a plan for Phase 2 and Phase 3 so that work can progress now, because we see the delays we've had across all of the project up until now. We see the delays we're having in relation to Phase 1. We can't be waiting 2, 3, 4 years to commit to the rest of the phases. That commitment needs to happen now, and I would ask you to engage with the Northern Irish administration and also with the British government in relation to putting in place a plan for those, because undoubtedly there has been a pullback in terms of the financial commitment from the Irish government, if not in terms of the overall generic commitment. But that generic commitment must be backed up by a clear plan,
Minister,
which will see the project delivered and completed
in the
best possible time frame.
Minister, to respond to the supplementary.
Yeah, it would be very wrong if the financial change that happened in the right light of the financial crisis would indicate that there was any lack of enthusiasm on behalf of the government towards this project, and that would be just wrong. That enthusiasm is not actually been in any way diluted. And the Deputy will know that in the light of the financial crisis that hit in 2011, the government decided that its commitment for funding for the A5 road project would have to be deferred, but the Minister for Public Expenditure indicated the commitment would be made to provide 25 million sterling per annum towards the project in 2015 and 2016, I think it probably was then. The Northern Ireland Executive decided to go ahead with the construction of two sections of the A5. It was envisaged at the time that the 50 million Republic of Ireland contribution would go towards the construction of these sections. A legal challenge to the Minister for Regional Development's approval for the construction of the two sections was then lodged in September 2015. 12, as the Deputy will know. And I just want to move on to 2015 on the Fresh Start Agreement, the Stormont House Agreement. And that agreement reaffirmed the Government's commitment to provide funding of £50 million for the A5 project and committed an additional £25 million to ensure that phase one of the project, new buildings to north of Strabane, could commence as soon as necessary, as the necessary planning issues were resolved by the Northern Ireland authorities. We remain with those commitments absolutely undiminished.